Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have completely open phones in the final hour coming up. We're going to take some calls during this hour. Sean, Tim, David, Chris, Carl, and others that are patiently holding. Red Beckman joins us during a heavy, heavy news day. I haven't even gotten into what's happening in Greece in detail, how that's part of the global banking takeover, how the U.S., England, and others are also in line to be brought down by this financial tyranny. I also want to get into this call by Republicans and Democrats and to just let the government and the FBI say you can't own guns and come confiscate your guns without even you committing a crime and not let you buy guns. Federal government's got bills to do it. Bloomberg's calling for it. They also have another bill that we just covered earlier where they will secretly arrest U.S. citizens under the Pentagon, secretly strip you of your citizenship. They're allowed to torture you. It says enhanced interrogation. That's their new Orwellian term. And take you overseas. I mean, this is as bad as Hitler or the Soviets or anything we've ever seen. If there's any doubt these guys are hardcore tyrants, and if this is focused on the American people, those doubts are out the window. Now, Red Beckman co-wrote The Law That Never Was, traveling around the country proving that the amendment to give us the income tax was never ratified properly in many states, and it was a fraud. He's also the father of the Fully Informed Jury Association that's really had a huge effect, teaching juries that they're in command, not the judge. They judge the facts as well as the law. And then, of course, he also is an author. And I wanted to get him on a host of issues. And he's no spring chicken, as he says. He's been somewhat in the hospital lately, off and on. But he's here with us today, and it's always great to have Red Beckman with us. But out of the gates, Red, I wanted to bring this up to you because I just ended the last hour with it. WorldNet Daily, next step, no guns allowed for right-wing extremists. Bill empowers Attorney General to forbid firearms for those suspected dangerous. No judge, no jury. Lieberman says no U.S. citizenship rights for terrorists. You just get stripped, no judge, no jury, and you disappear. And I just covered before that the bill S3081, which is, as Judge Napolitano said, just only an act of Congress can get you out of the secret prisons if they even know you were there. I mean, is this not the ultimate tyranny?
This is the worst scenario that we could have. I mean, this is absolutely preposterous, and I think that they're peddling a lot of fear, but I think it's going to backfire on them. I think that with all the Tea Parties and all the others, and of course, one of the things that's really making their world a little bit shaky is that Oath Keepers, they're going out and getting police and FBI and military people to more or less sign this, it's like a contract almost, that they will not do the kind of things that the military and such, the politicians are going to want, as far as terrorizing the people and taking their guns and all of that. I think that there is such a desperation on the part of that small nucleus of tyrants. They are outnumbered by such a large percentage. They're outnumbered big time. And so I think that, I just think they're running scared. And I think that's why we're hearing all this. They want to know if their threats are going to have the kind of an effect that they would like, but it isn't going to work.
Red, stay there. Let's go over the Bill of Rights and Constitution and talk about what articles this violates, just where the executive branch and the Pentagon can arrest any citizens they want, ban you from owning guns, torture you, take you away. I mean, this is the right of kings they're giving themselves, and they really are coming out in the open. Red Beckman's our guest. Stay with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
America has been the open, free society because we've had a Bill of Rights and Constitution. We've been very open to foreigners. We're a nation of immigrants. But now the federal government, with liberation theology, has brought in tens of millions of illegals, predominantly from Mexico, and filled them full of the hate of America. Firebombing, burning things down, stabbing people, killing people in the last 2 weeks. Only in the local newspapers, a national news blackout, pulling American flags down. And then in San Francisco, kids wearing old Navy shirts that have American flags on them, they're told, that's racist, that's bad, take them down. And NBC says, is this bad? Should this be banned? Imagine, that's how crazy it's gotten. And, oh, you're against government health care, you're a racist. Oh, you're for sovereignty, you're a racist. Oh, they beat you over the head with this while they're invoking race, while they're creating this division. And then all these immigrant populations here now think if they see an American flag, it means you hate them. This is the government involved in divide and conquer. And now we have senators and congressmen and the bills introduced. I mean, I've had Judge Andrew Napolitano on concurring with what this bill says. I'm not just saying it allows them to secretly arrest you, torture you, the Pentagon strips you secretly of your citizenship, fly you overseas to a death camp. They call them ghost sites, black sites. This is in the news. Lieberman's out there saying, if we think you're involved in terrorism, you don't deserve to be a citizen. We're going to strip you your citizen rights. What did Emanuel say? You're not an American. You're not part of this culture. You lose your rights. And they're saying now, if we believe you're an extremist or hold extremist views, which means being a Ron Paul supporter, we've got their internal manuals, you will not be allowed to own guns. And we're going to come take them from your home, no judge, no jury, no indictment, no charges, no nothing. And you're not going to be able to buy guns. That is the essence. That is Hitler. That is Stalin. That is Mao. When you see politicians do that, they are criminals. They are enemies of the country. And I'm going to get Red Beckman, one of the granddaddies of the modern patriot movements, take on this in just a moment and to expand on the Constitution and how this legislation is illegal. But before I do that, here is a newscast from NBC going, did you really wear an American flag? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You had an American foe. Oh, we might have to strip you of your rights. This is so dirty. Meanwhile, you got all the illegals running around. La Raza, Mecha, our race, everything, your race, nothing. The federal government, oh, they burned some buildings down. Good job. Because they want to play these groups off as political weapons against America. So the fight is on. Here's this video clip.
Yeah. Daniel Galli says he's proud to be an American and shows it by the shirts and the shorts he wears. But on Cinco de Mayo at Live Oak High School in Morgan Hill, his patriotic clothes got him into trouble.
They said we could wear it on any other day, but today is sensitive to Mexican Americans because it's supposed to be their holiday, so we weren't allowed to wear it today.
Galli and four of his friends who were wearing similar red, white, and blue colors found themselves in the principal's office.
They said if we tried to go back to class with our shirts not taken off, they said it was defiance and we'd get suspended.
They say they had no choice but to leave school and go home.
Okay.
They're angry they were not allowed to express their American
mind. That's enough. And, can't have an American shoe either. Can't have, red, white, and blue? Uh-uh. You don't hoist those in America anymore. Now, here's the deal. Hate speech, hate crime. The Soviets unify their giant empire, like three times the size of the U.S. or bigger, by playing different groups off against each other. And that's how it was in the Soviet Union. It took them decades to get it that bad, where they would play groups off against each other and ban things like this. But again, they are invoking this, and this is mind control. So now you can't even have the American flag. Red Beckman, your take on this.
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that, like I said earlier, they're in a panic. The tyrants are in a panic. Now, this morning's paper here said that the Washington Post has put the paper that the magazine, Weekly Newsweek, they put that up for sale because they're losing their subscribers. And, of course, the NBC, ABC, all those, and, of course, how many newspapers have we had go bankrupt and shut down? And how many of them are in financial trouble because they're spewing out this garbage and the American people aren't buying. And, of course, you see there is some politicians saying that they've got to shut down the Internet. Well, that's not going to happen. I've got news for them.
That was in the New York Times. Today they're calling for shutting down the freedom on the web.
Yeah, they're talking about it, and of course what they're doing is pointing the finger at themselves as being the outlaws. They're afraid of free speech. You see, that's not American. That's communists and that's Nazis and the whole bad mix. And so the American people are waking up at a rapid rate. And, you know, these tea parties, you know, they're all more or less autonomous. They're not all under one, you might say, top heavy head, like the NRA. The NRA is top heavy and everybody knows it. And, I think that, what we're seeing is a desperation on the part of the scoundrels. I got that list, and you have too, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. You and I are both on that list. And I'm convinced that they shot themselves in the foot with this because we've got millions of people out there that are trying to wake up. Here we've got Newsweek. They're losing their subscribers. I dare say that, Alex Jones, that his audience is expanding by leaps and bounds. And I think, you know, I've been doing quite a bit of talk radio and such around, and I think that the people are tuning in to Alex Jones because they don't accept Washington Post and Newsweek and Time and such anymore because they have been betrayed so many times. And so people are studying the Constitution. They see that free speech, and of course, the ACLU and such, they've been pushing free speech and First Amendment for a long time. And now they want to work against themselves. They're working against themselves with some of this stuff that they're putting out. I'm a real optimist, as you well know. And I think that, you know, that the scoundrels, you know, if we get our grand juries back, and they're coming. And, of course, we've got that Dr. Manning, the black pastor in that church in Harlem that is coming out and spelling things out. The guy is as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar, and he's got an audience. And I just, you know, the scoundrels are losing it. And of course, SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, what they did, they give these millions of Americans that are just waking up to what's happening and how dangerous the situation is. It give them a list of things that they need to, people that they need to contact.
Let me add to that. I keep hearing from military officers, law enforcement officers, even, you know, mid-level and high-level, and they keep saying, I tuned in because in a military or law enforcement briefing, they were demonizing you, Mr. Jones, specifically saying you wanted police and military killed. That's their big lie against me. They lie and say I'm calling for violence.
Yeah.
And they tune in to hear about, you know, to hear this evil person, and they find out it's the opposite. Then they know they were lied to by that ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, internal material. And I've been making that point all week, the point you just made. They're so arrogant. Don't they know when they come out and say, strip citizens of their citizenship, don't let citizens buy guns if we say so, arrest citizens, take their guns? That's why 18 million guns have been sold in the last year and a half. I mean, don't they? I think these people are somewhat delusional, Red. I don't think they realize that when they tell cops that I'm here on air saying murder all police, and then the cops tune in and find out it's a lie, don't they understand they're destroying themselves?
It just seems like there's an insanity on their part, and it is an insanity, too, because they're not looking at reality. And if they think that they can go out and seize the guns from the American people, boy, have they got a surprise.
Yeah, and I'm not looking for that surprise. I mean, they can try to incrementally ban this person on a gun and SWAT team that guy that has a gun. But if 1% of gun owners stood up, that's over 1.5 million people, and it's over.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, Alex, they are outnumbered big time. And, well, we've got over 25 million military veterans in this country. It's been over 50 years since I was in there, but I haven't forgot a lot of it, and I wouldn't be worth much, but we've got a lot of younger ones out there, and the ones I talk to are just absolutely angry to the point they just, you know, they're waiting for something to break loose, and they're gonna be sure, and they're gonna be sure to be on the right side, and that's our side.
Well, that's
they're gonna
the big
be on the side of the folks back home.
Absolutely, be on the right side of history. I mean, this we are at such a crossroads, and we're here and have a fighting chance, Red, because of you and others fighting them for over 55 years.
Yeah, it's just. You know, I tell people all the time, back in the mid-70s, I was pretty lonesome in saying what I was saying. I'm not lonesome anymore. You know, anybody up in the Northwest or anywhere else in the country, in Montana, a low-population state, at the University of Montana Fieldhouse, the 21st and 22nd of, of May. They're expecting 5,000 people there.
Stay there. Got a break.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Folks, this is the type of news pouring across my desk. NBC Miami, suspicious package, TSA worker jailed after joke. MIA worker assaults colleague who made crack at genitalia after walking through machine. They wave good-looking women in, sit there and laugh. They record the naked images. They do it with movie stars. And they make a joke at the end of the article about, well, he had it says, but if this latest incident is any indication, the scanners sound like good news for anti-terrorism and bad news for less-than-average men. So now they're just admitting, yeah, we're going to record your genitals, and we're going to laugh at them, and we're going to arrest you if you don't like it. And they make the TSA workers go through it, too, to teach them to be slaves. Going back to Red Beckman, when you were talking about an Oath Keeper rally that's supposedly going to have 5,000 people at it in Missoula, Montana, That's just out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, everywhere, people are rediscovering the Constitution and discovering the bankers that are taking over.
The Oath Keepers, Chuck Baldwin is going to be there, and of course, Richard Mack, the former sheriff in Arizona, and of course, I plan to be there. There'll be four of the speakers that I know of off of SPLC's top 40 there at that rally, and it's going to be a great, great rally of freedom lovers. And you know, these one-worlders, when do they ever put anything together with that kind of a crowd?
Absolutely, they are really getting scared. Going back to legislation in Congress moving quickly, Bloomberg saying, just let us put anybody we think is an extremist on a list and you can't buy a gun outside of law. I mean, they're really getting bold. You're an expert.
They're panicking.
Well, as an expert on the Constitution, Red Beckman, I mean, how many areas of the Constitution Bill of Rights does this violate? I mean, that's one of the main reasons for 1776 was the king was doing similar things back then.
Absolutely. And, you know, the rights that we, the people, the powers which we, the people, enumerated in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we gave certain powers to the national government. If those powers are abused, if those powers are unused, those powers go back to the people. That's the 10th Amendment. We reserve those powers. If those powers are not properly administered by the government, they come back to us. You know, a Montana history, they've got a history, of course, a heritage. Back in 1862 or 3, the gold miners, their gold was being stolen by a gang, and they found out that the gang was the head of the gang was the local sheriff that had been elected as sheriff. They took him out and they hung him. Well, you see, this was just having, they just retrieved the powers that they had delegated to the sheriff, and he was misusing them, and so the people took the powers back. And you know, we've got an international precedent that we really need to bring out and tell the people about. And back in 1989, all of Eastern Europe was in an uproar, Poland and Hungary and all, and on Christmas Eve in Romania, in Budapest, the people took to the streets, and they'd had a long time communist dictator, and the people took to the streets. They'd had enough. And the old dictator, he thought, well, I'll show them. And so he sent the military. He told the military to go and clear the streets. And the military, their unit started down the street with their tanks and their troops. And they didn't go very far. And they stopped. They had a little conference. They turned around and went back to the government building. They arrested the dictator and his wife, and I think it was one of his sidekicks. They arrested them. They had a military tribunal trial, and they took them out behind the building up against the wall and had a firing squad kill them. And it was in worldwide television. I'm sure you saw it on television.
Yes.
Just like I did. Now, that's a precedent that we want to get across to the American people, that this is what we may have to do. But the power that we have enumerated to the government to set up a police force, to set up the FBI and a military and all, if they misuse that power, if they use that power against us, we have a right to take that power back and put it back in our hands, and then we're going to have to do what we have to do with these scoundrels.
Red Beckman, stay there. We're going to be right back after the break. Phone call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
But to many Mexican-American students on campus, it is a big deal, saying they were offended by classmates wearing American colors on a Mexican holiday.
I think they should just apologize because it is a Mexican Heritage Day and we don't deserve to get disrespected like that. We wouldn't do that on 4th of July.
But the boys and their families say there will be no apology.
I'm not going to apologize. I did nothing wrong. I went along with my normal day. Okay, I might have worn American flag, but I'm American and I'm proud to be American, so that's why I wore it. I don't feel like it's wrong at all. I'm not apologizing to anybody.
There will not be an apology. Matthew is part Hispanic. Okay? He is an American. So, no, there is no apology. There will be no apology from any Darion.
See, this is the criminal government invoking racial division. By the way, all over the country on the 4th of July, you can just Google 4th of July rally beat up by illegals, and you'll see it all over the country. The illegals come out and attack. They pull American flags down. You've seen it all over the news. Kids that had shoes that had red, white, and blue on them. Kids that had Old Navy shirts. Some of the kids, it's turned out, I mean, people wear American flags all the time, weren't even wearing it because it was Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo isn't even celebrated in Mexico. It's like Kwanzaa. It's a made-up thing to create division. And they are so threatened by the American flag. What does it tell you about those Hispanic students? They don't see themselves as American. They see themselves as vehemently anti-American. Now, I want to go to some of your phone calls, and I want to get Red Beckman, he'll do this a little bit in the next hour, to talk about solutions, the power of the jury, the grand jury, how we take our states back. We're going to be doing that. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here for just a few minutes, because a couple months ago, we were selling gold at $1,050 an ounce, when gold was $1,100 plus.
because Ted bought it when it went low and sold it to you at the lower price when it went high. In the last week, he had to go up a little bit, but it's still a lot less than what gold's selling for now. He will run out of that gold and silver as well. They're running out of gold in Europe. Gold is at all-time record highs in Europe. It has gone above $1,200 an ounce and climbing here in the United States. And so I wanted to have Ted Anderson on, the owner of the Genesis Network, to give you gold and silver deals that no one can top. Listen, I buy some gold and silver every few months, a few pieces. It was my backup plan. And I've searched around, and I cannot ever find deals as good as the specials that Ted offers. Now, his regular deals are great as well, but these specials are for Alex Jones listeners. You've got to say Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of these, and he ran out of the gold at the 1,050 level. He ran out of the gold that he bought at the 1,060 level. He ran out of the gold he had at the 1,070 level. He's about to run out of gold he had at the 1,090 level. Is basically, I was talking to him off air. That's what it just about comes out to. It's right at 1,200 right now. So you're getting savings passed on from when the market was way down. They're talking about England going under to the banks. And we know this is a premeditated plan. They're talking about, Greece has already imploded, murder, death, burning buildings. They're trying to take the pension funds. Bloomberg's reporting the feds want to take our pension funds. This is being done by design. This is how the banking cartel takes control of society. And obviously it supports the network and this radio show as well. So it's a win. But I've seen the margins on these coins even at the time he buys them. You know, you're talking $3-4 that, you know, that Ted's making. I mean, he's all about volume and having customers. That's why he's one of the fastest growing gold and silver companies out there. He's been around for 30 plus years. He's had this company for 13 plus years. Ted Anderson, tell us what's happening in the markets and give us today's gold and silver offers.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now we've seen $1,201 per ounce. The resistance level for gold is $1,200. It backed off just a little bit below that, but what this means is that the support level for gold is sitting at that $1,190 range. The next run could be $1,300 an ounce, $1,400 an ounce. It really makes me smile because I've had a lot of your listeners buy gold from us, and they're looking at profits now that they're not seeing, obviously, in the stock market. Certainly not if you have your money in the bank. It's really getting nice. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that people buy gold to just merely speculate. But what's going on in the world right now, I don't know how you can afford not to get into gold because of, you know, just the loss of purchasing power in the euro and the loss of purchasing power in the U.S. dollar against, you know, raw commodities like food and clothing, shelter, all that stuff. Everything's going on.
Reuters is reporting that the gold shops in Europe are almost completely empty or empty. People are dumping euros as fast as they can. And this is a concerted effort. You won't just have the euro go down. You'll also have the dollar go down throughout this system. This is the banking takeover. The only way to even have any type of insurance policy against these globalists is physical holding of gold and silver. I do not believe in people that have gold and silver receipts. You are asking for it, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that is your emergency nest egg. I believe in it. Ted, tell folks about today's offer.
Well, right now we have the franc for the same price that when I was on the air with you last time, gold was just touching $1,190 an ounce. Right now gold is at $1,200 an ounce. I was offering the francs at $254.68, and you get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster if you only buy one. I mean, Alex, I gotta tell you right now, that franc has gone up in price, and it increases every time you see a dollar increase in gold. These things increase 1/5 of that. So, you know, as gold goes up, the cost of the francs go up. And everybody who's been buying francs from me within the last few weeks right now are sitting in a position where they can sell francs back to me and actually get more money than they paid. And I just think, you know, I mean, how can you beat that? Plus, also, you get to keep that subscription to the International Forecaster.
But let's talk about the other coins you've got.
Well, we also have the British Sovereign currently right now at $324.43. I haven't raised that price yet. That's the same price. I'm still trading that Walking Liberty Half at $975. I mean, silver is up over the $19 range now. Everything is going up in the precious metals end. If you're interested in the older $20 liberties. Here's a price for you. When gold is at $1,200 an ounce, you can buy $20 liberties from Midas right now for $1,489. Usually they get, you know, almost $600-$700 more than spot. Right now you can buy them almost at spot, which is just absolutely low. And then we also have the Eagles, the Maple Leafs. You know, bars of gold, you've seen those Pam Suisse bars. Those are really cute little
but
bars.
But to get the savings, I've got to say it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson special, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or you will pay more, which is still a good price. This is a great price, 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Take action today before the prices go up. Ted, I didn't even know you were going to be able to hold the prices again. How long can you hold these?
Well, I'm going to hold them until I run out of inventory, and then I'll have to pay more, and then I'll have to pass it on. You'll watch it. If gold continues to increase here, next time you have me on air, I'm going to have to bring up my prices some.
800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate. Going back to Red Beckman, we'll hold him a little bit of the next hour. Patriot icon. And I do want to get to some of your calls for those that are patiently holding on all these issues. But, Red, you were trying to get into solutions when we hit that break. I mean, we have solutions. We have the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and through that, we have the juries, the grand juries, which are really the heart of states' rights. Explain to people the path towards 10th Amendment restoration of the Republic.
Well, you see, this is one of the reasons why I'm so optimistic. Because for the last year, especially, 2 years ago, if you had talked about states' rights, state sovereignty, and such, people would not have known what you were talking about. I think just about every state in the union within the past year, their state legislatures have been studying state sovereignty and discovering that the 10th Amendment tells the people that, you know, that the states, any power that we gave to the federal government, if they misuse it or don't use it, it reverts back to the states and to the people. That's the big thing, to the people. And so we're going to see here in the very near future, we're going to see more states. You see, you've already got Vermont. Vermont has had it on their books for quite some time that they understand that they have the right to secede from the union. Texas, there's a lot of talk about secession in Texas. There's talk about secession in Alaska. And, of course, what this is the states that they are the ones who created the national government. And so they are flexing their muscles. For the first time in my lifetime, we have states that are flexing their muscles. Arizona right now. The pressure that's on the people of Arizona because of the immigration law that they just passed at the state level and the governor signed it. The law that they passed is very little more than just a confirmation of the federal law. And oh my goodness, if you listen to all these liberals out here and the far left, oh, they're just condemning Arizona no end. But Arizona, I got a hunch that they're going to start enforcing this big time, and the people of Arizona, the real Arizonans, they are backing the government. I think it's 70% to 80%, they figure. And that's we've got some activity going at state levels. In Montana, of course, they passed that gun thing last year, and of course that's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court here right shortly. It's on kind of a fast track, and I know the people that backed that bill and how they got it done, and they're not backing off. And so,
by the way, Red, I got to stop you. The stock market has dropped several hundred points just in the last half hour. It's now down over 500 points, just plunging right now. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm glad you're injecting that into this because this will get on the media. This will get the attention of the American people. They're going to start listening to Alex Jones more than they ever listened to Alex Jones. They're going to listen to Red Beckman. They're going to listen to Stuart Rhodes, and they're going to listen to all these people like Sheriff Mack, and of course Sheriff Mack is a friend of the sheriff down there in Maricopa County, Arizona. The guy, the best sheriff in the United States of America.
Arpaio.
Yeah. And so, you know, 500 points, we've got a...
it's 600 now. My God, it's like I've never seen the stock market drop this fast. Let's get a graph up on screen right now. I'm sorry, Red, go ahead.
You and I know that they have been using a lot of smoke and mirrors to push that stock market up where it is. And it's not been a good, solid increase.
Holy mackerel. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm watching Fox News right now. It's losing 20 points every second. What?
Mm-hmm. And there,
what
there,
in the hell is going on here? 700 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be... Oh, my God.
Well,
I'm laughing because it's like gallows humor. What... Folks, Europe is imploding to the bankers, and they're engineering this right now. And they've got riots in Greece. 750 points.
We've never seen that in our lifetimes. It's like when the first plane hit the World Trade Center. I had a call, and they said, turn your television on. I turned it on, and the first building had been hit, and then I saw a picture of the second plane.
800 points! In the last 3 minutes, it's dropped 300 points. My God, this could be like the Great Depression. What the hell? What the hell? 900 points. Man, what is going on here? I'm sorry, Red. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Hang right in there.
I can't believe you're on air with us for this to happen. Boy, the bankers, I mean, you know they're engineering this. As soon as they agreed to pay Greece, and now it's going to be, oh, my God, it's about to hit 900 points. I can't even believe this, Red. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something, Alex. They're losing control.
Put it back up. 900 point drop. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Red.
They're losing control, the bankers are. They can't control it. They haven't got enough smoke and mirrors and lies to put a floor under it. It's going to drop free fall.
945.
Mm-hmm.
951.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Red, we're seeing a 500-point drop in 5 minutes. Good job to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, how did you know this was going on? Oh, yeah, we have a bunch of TVs up in there. God almighty. Red, you're right, though. They are crazy where they come out and say, we're just going to secretly arrest anybody we want. We're going to take your guns from anybody we want. And they say it with a straight face. They are really pushing. It just hit 1,000 points. It suddenly mega plunged to 1,000 points. Dow suffers biggest intraday drop in history.
Yeah.
Greek riots accelerating. The bankers... Now, the bankers have been engineering the slow slide, but I think the Greeks saying no is actually scaring them.
Well, they're going to take the streets like they did in Budapest, Romania, Christmas Eve of 1989.
In fact, guys, pull up the hanging of Ceausescu. If you just go to YouTube and type in the execution of Ceausescu.
Yeah, well,
they shot him and then they strung him up, too.
Yeah. You see, it was a precedent, and that's what I was, you know, trying to bring out. And we're going to see it again. We're going to see it right here, probably in the next 24 hours.
Well, they may be able to organize this and block it for a while, but as many other experts have said here, either the globalists win and totally take over, or they totally lose. Do you agree that they have committed all in, and now it's a desperation move for them?
It's a desperation. It's an they can't stop this thing. And when the people take to the streets in the United States of America, boy, I'll tell you, there's going to be hell to pay People are losing their pensions. They're losing their, you know, they're losing everything. And they're gonna be real glad that they bought that gun or two in the last 18 months.
Well, I tell you, it plunged by a 1,000 points in just a 15 minutes or so. By the time we watched it, it was in about 5 minutes, and now it's going back up a little bit. So the bankers may have engineered that to go in and buy up some stuff cheap. But the point is, when you start seeing stock markets doing their biggest drops or gains in just a few minutes while riots are going on in Greece and the euro's on the brink of going under, bottom line, this is the season of revolution. The bankers have got their revolution of tyranny. We've got our restoration of liberty, Red.
Absolutely, and we can show the rest of the world how it's done.
Incredible. Red Beckman, stay there. I promise to go to phone calls, and we're going to do that with Red Beckman, keep him a little bit in the next hour here. And I'm going to continue with open phones throughout the final hour, and we can discuss it all. You're not allowed to wear an American flag in America. You're not allowed to have an American flag over your house or business. The illegals say, this is Mexico. We work for the bankers. We're coming for your guns. You're our slaves.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com, or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, Matt Ryan was out there watching Fox while this was happening because I wasn't sure how fast it lost 1,000 points. He said it happened just in a matter of minutes, and now it's holding right at about 950 or so points that it's lost. So the plunge protection team has gone in there to prop it up, but just a massive, massive loss in the Dow. Tell us what you saw.
Basically, we were looking over at the different news stations we had up. We're following a few different stories.
And almost all of them just suddenly went over to the stock market and said, it's down 300 points. Big news. There's riots in Greece, and that's causing the stock market to plummet. So I whispered in the ear, I said, hey, it's down 300. By the time I'd gotten that out, it was at 400. We put it on screen, 500, 600, 700, 800. As soon as it hit 1,000, they took over, and it started leveling out just a little bit. It's still like negative 700 right now. So it was just amazing how quickly that fell.
And now it's racing back the other direction to only being down 500. This is a completely rigged market. We'll have Bob Chapman on tomorrow to explain exactly what's going on here. But this is incredible volatility. Red Beckman.
Oh, these scalawags that are pulling this all off, they have pulled it in the past. They've done it in the past. And I don't know how many times, that same kind of thing. And their luck is going to run out. I'm reminded of a story in the Old Testament in the Bible. Old Jezebel was a real witch. She ran the kingdom. The king was a wimp, and she ran the kingdom. And she was out of the in this upper story, and she is telling her henchmen down below her protectors. To get the prophet or something, and the prophet spoke up and he said she had her personal guards up there, and the prophet says, throw her down. And her own guards, the ones that was taking care of her security, threw her out of the window. And so we may well see the people that have done all the dirty work for these bankers, their security and all of that, they may turn on those bosses because they have to know what a bunch of scumbags they are. And so I anticipate some of that kind of thing happening. You know, it's going to be one of the greatest shows that this planet has ever seen. What is going to happen in the next few days right here on planet Earth?
Red, why are you saying you think it's going to happen very soon? I mean, I agree the next few months, the next few years, this is a quickening, an acceleration of everything. And we do see the riots in Europe and all these major currencies plunging. But you're saying you feel it in your gut, or why are you saying this?
I'm saying it because I've read an awful lot of history. And, you know, what we had back in 89 with Eastern Europe kicking over the traces that the Russians had harnessed them into, they lost, the USSR went down in December of 91. And they were able to maintain some kind of an order over there when it went down because they had already Hungary, Poland, Romania, all those countries there in Eastern Europe had already broken loose from the USSR. And when the USSR finally went down, all of those what they called republics, what we would call states, they all stepped into the breach and took care. They, you know, that's what the states are going to have to do here.
That same thing. So do I. The question is when. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.